Okay, let's begin. We're starting the halachas of a Chol HaMoed today. And the Rambam does begin the halachas of Chol HaMoed at the end of Perek Vav, where he's going to mention a couple minor points that have to do with Chol HaMoed. But the ikar of it he's going to get into in Perek Zayin and Perek Ches. And that'll take us to the end of to the end of Hilchos Yontov. All right, so Chol HaMoed. In Halacha Chaf Beis, the Rambam explains, Yamim Shebein Rishon Ushvi Shal Pesach, V'Rishon Ushmini Shal Chag HaSukkos, V'Heim Begola Arba'a B'Socha Pesach, V'Chamisha B'Socha Chag. So basically, the intermediate days of the Yamim Tovim. Okay, Heim Anikorin Chol Shemoed, V'Nikorin Moed. So it's a very funny language. The Rambam says they're called Chol HaMoed, okay, but they are really also called Moed. Almost as if the emphasis is on the fact that they are moed. Ve'afalpi shehem chayavim b'simcha, ve'asurim b'hesed v'tainus. Right. So even though you're obligated in simcha, so meaning they have the character of a yantav, so you have to be happy, and you read into the Rambam when he says chayav b'simcha, the same way you're chayav in simcha on yantav. So the chayav simcha, according to the Rambam, exists equally on Chol HaMoed as it does on Yontov. So the things that you would do for Simcha, for instance, Basar V'Yayin for Suda, would exist in Chol HaMoed as well. And you can't give Asurim Behesav V'Tainis, Mutal Lispa V'Hen Tamini Chol HaMefanav. But you can still, even though it's prohibited to give a eulogy or fast, you're allowed to go ahead and give a eulogy before for Tam L'Chacham. Aval La'achash Yikvar Asur Lispa V'Hen. But that's only the Tam L'Chacham is his body is there. After he's buried, you couldn't do it. Vein Sarach Lomar B'Rosh Yechadoshim B'Chanukah V'Purim. Right, so if you could do it on Chol HaMoed, Kal V'Chomer, you could do it on Rosh Chodesh, which also is called Moed, but there's no Isser Malacha, and Chanukah and Purim, which are the Rabbanan holidays, they have no Kedushas Hayom, of course it'd be mutter to do that as well. Afa pi shiyamim elu asurin behesed v'tainis, avala achar kvura asur lispo behem. Okay, so again, they're all asur and hesed v'tainis, but after, what do you call it, after kvura, by a Talmud Chacham, it is prohibited to go ahead and give a hesped on those days. Halacha Chav Gimel, one other issue about mace. Ein manichin mitas hamace berchov moed. So you're not allowed to take the bed or the dead body is kept on. You can't leave it on the street during Chol HaMoed. So lo harikul as a hesped, elami beso lekavro. So because what's going to happen is people will be prompted to go ahead and give a hesped. Rather, what you do is you take it from the house to the grave. Ve'emes ablin b'moed, you can't engage in any form of avelis b'moed. Ve'chein in korin, v'lo mavrin, v'lo choltsin akasef b'moed, ala meis. So you can't, for instance, do the normal things that take place when someone passes away. You can't tear your clothing. You can't have a sudos havra. All these things are prohibited in Chol HaMoed. Ela krovav shehein chayav l'sabolav, except for the krovim. So the Krovim are allowed to go ahead and engage in these actions on Chol HaMoed. So again, you notice that by Yontov, the Simcha Yontov is strong enough that it, so to speak, destroys Avelis. You see there's more of an ability of Avelis to exist in Chol HaMoed. V'maya chacham o'odam kasher, o'shea omid alav v'shas etilu neshama, harizu korea alav v'moed. But if the person is a Talmud Chacham, or he's a good person, or let's say he's next to somebody the moment they pass away, he would be allowed to do Kriya on Chol HaMoed, Krovo, even if he's not related to the deceased. However, on Yontov Sheni, okay, which technically speaking is Chol HaMoed, but we're nohag in Chutz La'aretz as if it is, Yontov. Because of that, you're not allowed to go ahead and do Kriya, even if you're one of the Krovim. Whoops, one more halacha, sorry about that. And in halacha Chav Dalet, the Rambam says, oh, one more time here, 1 second. Okay, nashim b'moed bifnei hames ma'anos avlo mitpachos lo mekononos. So this is certain external expressions of mourning that were done by women. Okay, so during they can kind of like lament the loss of the dead in Chol HaMoed, but they can't like pound their hands on the ground, etc., or engage in like other types of expressions of mourning as a result. Nikaver hames inam anos. But once the dead is buried, they can't lament at all. Roshei Chodashim v'Chanukah Purim b'fnei Ameis Banos Omitpachos aval lo mekononos. So that's interesting, and the Rambam is going to explain what these are in a second. But on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, before the dead body, you're allowed to lament and engage in mitpachos, but you can't do mekononos, which I was going to explain what that is. Ezehu inoy shekulon onos ka'achas, right? So what's inoy? So inoy is everyone who laments together. It's like a universal expression of grief. Kina achas ameres v'kulon onos. But a kina is something that someone recites and people answer and respond to it. So that's what a kina is. Okay, so whereas inoy or ma'anos is like the sort of everyone wailing together, a kina is more of a I say something in some sad way, a dirge or something like that, and people respond. And a person can't practice hesped for someone who passes away 30 days before the regal. Kadeshal yavo regal v'hu netzav libo doeg v'koev mizikaron atzar el yasser da'agam libo v'yachven daito simchos. It's a very challenging thing, but basically, what do you call it? If a person has, even 30 days before to start engaging in preparation of a hesped is a problem because they'll make you sad and they'll take away from the simcha of yontov. And that a person is not allowed to do. Okay, so Perek Zayin, like as I mentioned before, Perek Zayin and Perek Ches deal exclusively with Chol HaMoed. What I think is very interesting about these prakim is that you'll come across a very, Chol HaMoed is a very complex halachic system that I don't think anybody or the average person today ever engages in. Because for the most part, other than the, for instance, Pesach, the restriction of chametz, or Sukkot, the obligation to eat in the Sukkah, we don't really experience Chol HaMoed. And that's a problem. Because as you'll see, there's really, if you ask the average person about writing, people write on Chol HaMoed, and you'll see that's an issue. I think most religious Jews are, I don't know about that. So I met many people who do laundry Chol HaMoed, which is definitely a problem. There are certain things that, that make Chol HaMoed unique, which I think in many ways have been lost, and that's a problem. The holiday's not over. Chol HaMoed means you're still in the mode of festivity. So in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam tells you about the character of the day. Chol HaMoed, af al pi shelo nemar bo shabbason. So even though the Torah doesn't call it a shabbason, I mean, there's no shvisa, hol v'nikra mikra kodesh, but it's still called mikra kodesh. V'rehu zman chagiga b'mikdash. Okay, it was a time of celebration and bringing certain korbanos on the base of mikdash. Therefore, aser b'asiyas b'lacha. Okay, therefore, there's a prohibition to do malacha kedesh lo yeh kishari me'achol. Now that's a critical point. So the first thing the Rambam says is that there's the Chol HaMoed is aser to malacha. Okay, it's aser, prohibited to malacha. And as you'll see, what Chazal do is, but they create lots of heterim. So the system is set up in a way where it's not that it's a day of Chol, and there's just certain things I can't do. It's a day of Moed, but there's a lot of heterim that exists to allow me to do things. At the same time, though, if you notice the second part of what the Rambam says, right, is what he's saying is that it's not that there is an intrinsic difference in Chol HaMoed, rather we just don't want you to treat it like Chol. It's like the holiday is not over yet. So we can't create a true Isser Malacha because people can live for, let's say, 7 straight days with Isser Malacha. On the other hand, though, it's the identity is more about you have to always remember that this is not Chol. So you'll see in these halachas how that's the case. So, and again, going in, and that's why the Rambam follows a very logical order, whereas Shabbos is the original, let's say, Yom of Shvisa, right? And then, Yom Kippur is basically Shabbos with an extra additional halachas. Yontav is more mekel, right? So there's malachas you're allowed to do, okay? And then you see the certain complexities that come about because of those heterim. Chol HaMoed is even more so. So again, there's Isser Malacha, but it's going to be a lot of complex heterim that allow us to do what we do on Chol HaMoed. He says, Va'osa bo malacha asura makinus o makas mardus, meishi yisur midiri sofrim. Now, the Rambam holds that the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is really midirbanan. There's a big machlokus whether that's true. There are many who hold to Nisra d'oraisa, just to be aware of that. The Rambam holds an Isser d'orbanan. V'lo kol malachas avoda asura bo kiyom tov. Right, but not every malacha is asa do on Chol HaMoed as it is on Yom Tov. She's sofa inyan bedvarim she nasru bo kidei shel yeh kiyom chol chol davar. And the reason why is because the only reason why they made it asur is they want to make sure you don't treat this like a weekday. Levikach yesh malachos asuros bo, v'yesh malachos mutaros bo. So therefore, there are those malachas that are prohibited, and those malachas that are permitted. This is all found in Moed Katan, and now the Rambam is going to get started. So Halacha Beis, Ve'eluhein, here's the list. First, Kol malacha shle im lo yase osa b'moed, yesham hefsed harbe, osin osa. So that's probably one of the most well-known ones, that you can do a malacha on, you're allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, in order to, if it means that you would lose money, a significant amount of money, if you didn't do it. Most people use that to, as a justification for working on Chol HaMoed. Working meaning going to my job. I can go to my job, because if I don't, I'll lose a lot of money. But the key is that it can't be something that involves strenuous activity. So at this point, the Rambam would say that if somebody, let's say, were a mover, right? So a mover would not be able to work on Chol HaMoed, even if they lose money, because it's a terech harbe. Ketzad. The examples he has are very agricultural. Mashkin based a shalom b'moed, avalo based a mashkin. So you're allowed to irrigate land that's dry, but not land that is already has a decent water supply. Shemlo yashke base a shalhin via aretz atzmeya yifsidu kol yon shabah. Because if the field or whatever the orchard is dried out, so then the trees in there will die, and I'll lose money as a result. Ukashu mashke osa, and not only that, when I do irrigate this land, lo yadle v'yashke mina brecha o mimei hagashamim meishu terei hakadol. And when it, so now the first step is I'm allowed to water the parched land because it's hefsed meruba. But now comes the second part, which is Torah Harbe. I can't go ahead and, for instance, take the water from let's say the pool. Rather, because it's a big tircha to do that. Aval mashkehu min hamayin. I can use a mayan. I can use a spring. So I'm allowed to go ahead and attach the spring or guide the spring into the field to irrigate it, because that's not considered a big tircha. Of course, it's hard for us to relate to this, but that's an example of a bigger tircha versus a less tircha. Halacha gimel, hofek adam es zesa b'moed v'tochen osan v'dorach osan u'malach avios v'gaf osan k'derech she'osa b'chol. So, you own an olive press and olives. You're allowed to grind up the olives and press them and seal them and fill up the jugs with oil, just like you do during the week. Kol she'esh bo hefsed im lo nase osa k'darcho. So if there's a hefsed, right, I'm allowed to do things the normal way they're done, meaning I don't have to, I don't need a shinoi. And that's an important point. The nature of the matir's one is once it's mutter to do because there's a hefsed meruba, I can go ahead and do it the normal way. I don't have to sit there and figure out like a shinoi way, alter the normal way I would, let's say, for instance, press the olives. I wouldn't have to do that on Chol HaMoed. V'chei machnes adam peirosav mnei ganovim, and I'm allowed to go ahead and bring my fruits into my house to protect them from robbers. Uvavad shiachnisem bitzina, right, as long as I do it in a discreet way. Vishola pishtanim in a mishra b'shvil shlo tovad, and I'm allowed to go ahead and remove this piece of flax from this spoiled water that it's in, so it doesn't go bad. V'chein kerem shigiyuz mano libatzer moed botzer noso. So too, if I have a vineyard and the time to harvest the grapes has come now, I'm allowed to go ahead and do that on Chol HaMoed. Okay, so you see obviously a much broader scope of what you're allowed to do mipi malacha. Halacha dal v'asul atam shiskavein. But what a person can't do is a person can't say, you know what, I'm going to wait. Really, I can go ahead and harvest my grapes now, but I'm going to go ahead and wait until Chol HaMoed to go ahead and do that. That you can't do. It's a pretty powerful thing. If I go ahead and do this, okay, it's a separate question how you can find out about this, but if I go ahead and push off my harvesting of grapes to Chol HaMoed when I could have done before, Bazin has the right to go ahead and take away what it called my stuff, and all my stuff is considered hefker. Then kivem malachto umes, okay, ain't konsum beno acharav im navino sobimena. But let's say I went ahead and decided to harvest, wait till Chol HaMoed to harvest my grapes, and in some sort of irony, I guess I died, so I never got to enjoy those grapes. Then we wouldn't punish my son or my kids that they would lose the grapes. They'd be allowed to keep those grapes on Chol HaMoed. They monen es haben melasos osa malacha moed kidei shelo tova. And not only that, we would not even prevent the son, right, from going ahead and doing the malacha on Chol HaMoed so he doesn't lose out. Meaning, let's say the father's intention was to go ahead and harvest the grapes on Chol HaMoed and he dies before Chol HaMoed starts, but they basically knew about it. We wouldn't stop his kids from going ahead and harvesting those grapes because he'll suffer. They'll suffer what it called a financial loss. Halacha hey, mishit sarach litvor lo beged or livnas lo makam amoed. Let's say you need to do some sewing. You have to sew up a shirt, or you have to build some type of structure on chol amoed. Im haya hedyot the eno mahir beosa malacha harei ze osa osa kedarka. So as long as I'm not an expert at it, all right. As long as I'm not really that good at those activities, let's say sewing, then I could do it normally. Vimahaya uman mahir harei ze osa osa maisa hedyot. But if I'm an expert, if I know what I'm doing. If I'm, I shouldn't say, not just know what I'm doing, but let's say I'm a seamstress, okay? Then I'd have to do it in a way that I wouldn't do it as a seamstress. I would do it in an abnormal way, in the average way that it's done. Kesa betfira. So how would that work by sewing? Michalev, ubinyam miniach avonim, venotach betita leyan. Vishav sitke akarka, umagilam biyad of regal, keinch magilam, machal tzalim, vechenkel yotzebezet. So by sewing, you make these specific type of stitches, and when it comes to building, it's all a question of how you put the stones down. You don't use plaster. You don't smooth them the same way. You basically make all these little shinuyim and kain kol chiyotza bazet. So in these situations, if you're, let's say, an expert, if you're a contractor or an expert builder, and you need to build something on chol hamoed, you have to build it in the normal way that someone builds something and not in the expert way. Halacha vav, misha haisolo tzvua mechubaris lekarka. So let's say I have grain that's still growing from the ground. So this is another heter. So I have nothing to eat on the chol hamoed except for this. I need my grain. So there's no actual loss here, meaning I could wait till after chol hamoed to harvest my grain. So that's one of the also extreme ends of heter here. So we don't say to the guy, you know what, we're going to make you wait until after chol hamoed to go ahead and harvest everything, right? And then, eat everything that, you buy what you have to right now. Rather, what we'll say is, you could do ksira. You can harvest and do everything necessary to make bread from this grain. All these malachas that are asar on Shabbos and on Yontov, if I could have done it the day before, are perfectly permitted on chol hamoed. But I wouldn't be allowed to use, for example, an ox or cows or whatever animals to go ahead and do the area of threshing. I'd have to do it myself because I need some sort of shinoi because there's no hefset here. But the point is, I can't have manias simchas chol hamoed. If this is necessary for me to have on chol hamoed, I'm still allowed to go ahead and do these malachas on chol hamoed. Halacha Zion, okay, kvashim shu yachol lecha men moed kovsha. Okay, so a kovesh is pickling food, so food that I'd want to pickle to have it on chol hamoed, I'm allowed to pickle. Usha'inam ru'uyin el achar moed also the kovshan. But if the pickling process won't complete until after chol hamoed is over, I cannot start the pickling process on chol hamoed. So again, I can pickle food on chol hamoed if I'm going to go ahead and eat that food that's pickled on chol hamoed. I mean, the pickling will be done by chol hamoed itself. But if it's for afterwards, that wouldn't work. Vitzad adam dogim kol shiachol latzud. So a person can catch as many fish as he wants. Umoleach hakol bimoed. What do you call it? And he can salt them all moed. Sherei efshar shiachol mehen bimoed. Im yischot osam biyato pam and rabos ad shiyizrachachu. And the reason why is that he can go ahead and actually eat them on chol hamoed as long as he squeezes out the fish a little bit until it becomes soft. So that's why it's something he could still make use of on chol hamoed. So those are some of the food issues. Okay, going on with this, halacha ches matilin shechar b'moed letzarach hamoed. So I'm allowed to go ahead and start off the fermentation process of beer on chol hamoed. U'shelo letzarach hamoed aser. As long as the fermentation of the beer will be ready to be drunk on chol hamoed, good to go. If it's for after chol hamoed, I can't start off that process. Echad Sheikhar Tmarim, Vechad Sheikhar Seorim. It doesn't matter what kind of beer. Sheikhar Tmarim is a high quality beer made out of dates or barley beer, which isn't as good. Afapi Sheishlo Yashan Marim Vishosa Minachadash. Okay, however, let's say I have old beer, okay? What I can do is our old friend Harama's back. I can act in a tricky manner and I can add, for instance, this new beer to the old beer. Because no one would notice the mixing of the beers. So therefore, since no one will notice it, that shows you again how it's not intrinsically a problem of Isser. Okay, halacha tes, another clause. Kol melacha she'ein letzorach ha-moed, any melacha that's required for the moed, kisha osin osa umneyan osin betzina. So when it's done by professionals, experts in their fields, it should be done in a very private manner. How so? Ketzad, hatzayadim v'atochanin v'abotzrin limkor b'shuk, harayil osin betzina letzorach ha-moed. So let's say, for instance, a hunter. So a hunter whose das is to go ahead and sell what he hunts in the shuk, right? He has to do it in a private way because what do you call it? For tzarach moed. The ozen shalol tzarach moed aser, and if it's not for tzarach moed, again it'd be aser. Vim aser tzarach moed v'hosir harayz mutter. If I went ahead and did it for tzarach moed, and there's anything left over, then of course what's left over is mutter to use as well after cholamoid is over. Okay, another heter is tzarchei rabim, halacha yud. Osin kol tzarchei rabim memoed. So I'm allowed to do anything that's necessary for the larger community, or the community at large, I'm allowed to do cholamoid. Ketzad. Metaknim kilkuli hamayim shebershus rabim. So for example, let's say, I'll put it in today's terms, there are potholes in the road, I can go ahead and fix those on cholamoid. Or I can go ahead and dig wells, for example, for people to make use of on Cholamoid. So again, so along the same lines, I'm allowed to store water in a cistern, for example, and I can fix the cracks that exist in the walls. And I can remove thorns from the road, and mikvos, and I can measure out the mikvos to make sure they have enough water in them. I'm allowed to add water to any mikvah that's lacking a complete amount. So all these cases are considered tzorchei rabim. And we go even further. The yotzin shluchei bezin lahafker sakilayim. So bezin can work during cholamoid, and their messengers can take care of community business. For example, they can go ahead and, if a person's over the Isser of Kilayim, make their field hefker, who pulled in as a shvuyim, you can redeem people who are in jail, or excuse me, captives, besa archem, besa harama, besa hakdeshos, and they could also pull there, for example, things that are hekdesh, umashkin as a sotos, the sota process can take place as well on Cholamoid, visorfin as a para, which is for para aduma, viorfin as a egla, you could do egla rufa, the case of someone gets murdered, in between two towns, the rotsin evet ivri, and that's the strip of leather by the Hebrew slave, umitaharanes and mitzora, umitzainin akavuros, shemichu agashamim et yunan, kadesh yifu shaman kohanim. This is also an important one. They can go ahead and, for instance, if there are cemeteries where it's unclear that people are buried there, the shluchei bezin can go and make sure they're fixed up so the kohanim will not walk in those areas. Shekol elut tzorchei rabim hein. These are all examples of things that are necessary or helpful for the community. All right, so halacha yud beis, he says, and not only can you do these types of things, dine mamunus, okay? V'danim dine mamunus, v'dine makos, v'dine nefashos moed. The court is in session, okay? Bezin operates completely normally. Monetary matters, malchus matters, capital punishment, all operates. Umishalo kibo alav hadin, so if a person didn't accept the din as it came down, you're allowed to put him into cherem. And just like you can judge a moed, you're also, and now comes a transition, allowed to write things down. The courts are allowed to document everything they do. Ketzad, kosvim adayanan igros shum sheshmol balchov igros shemakru behen lemazon ishav abanos ushtari chalitza umiunon. So these are all halakhic examples of contracts that are written, for instance, for debts that are owed, or shtar chalitza, which is by yibum. V'chol domo lahem mitzvam shetzriach adayanan lechasim kadesh yizkarim. So these are all permitted to write because the courts need to remember them. So for the sake of keeping good records, these things are all allowed to be written, okay? Kagon tainos bailei dinin. So for example, a claim that a litigant makes is the stenographer can be working and all this stuff can be written down. Odzvan shekiblo lein kagon ish ploni neman alai, o ish ploni yodonli. Mi shetzarech lavos moed, Or another example is if there's a loan that's being made and the lender won't trust the borrower, etc. Those kind of situations where an oral agreement's insufficient, you're allowed to write a shtar chov. V'chein kosven gittin, you can write a get on chol hamoed. V'kedushei nashim, right? V'shovin umatanos. And you go ahead and a get and any documents relating to weddings and other types of purchases. All this stuff can be done on chol hamoed. Shekol elu ketzorchei rabim hein. So you see that the category is quite extensive. However, we'll end off with this in Halacha Gimel. V'asur lichtov b'moed. However, it's forbidden to write in chol hamoed. Afilu svarim tefillin mezuzos. So whereas on the one hand, I'm allowed to write for the sake of tzarchei rabim. Here, I'm not allowed to write even things like a sefer Torah or tefillin. V'magin afilu os achas b'sefer ha'ezra meshezu melacha she'edat tzarchei moed. And I can't even check one single letter, nothing. Even in the sefer Torah of the Azara, of the Beis Hamikdash, I would not be allowed to check on Chol Hamoed. Have a kosev adam tefillin mezuzah la'atzmo, v'tovah tcheles abigdo. But a person will be allowed to write it for himself. So it's interesting. There's no public need, there's no public need for writing tefillin mezuzos on Chol Hamoed. But I could write it for myself, or I can tie tcheles to my beged. V'me'ein lo ma yocha kosev morcha lacharim kenei parnasaso. But if I was poor and I had nothing to eat, then I would be allowed to go ahead and write these things and sell them to others to make sure that I can stay alive. Let's one more halacha about kosev, and then we'll stop. However, it's mutter, halacha yadal, the mutter lichtov igros shesheila shalom oed. I can write letters of social correspondence where I want to write a letter to my friend today. That would be like an email, I guess, or I don't know, whatever social media people use. Be mutter to do that on chalamoid. The kosev, cheshbonosav, v'machashev, itziosav, and I'm allowed to go ahead and review things like budgets. If you're someone who wants to work on your budget on Chol Hamoed, you're allowed to. Sheksivus elu ein adam nizer b'tikunan me'od, v'nemsu k'maisa hejep b'malachos. Because people aren't very precise in how they write these things, right? And therefore, it's like maisa hejep, like by malachos, and that's why it would be permitted.